African Americans found refuge from various oppressive practices in the South by moving north during the Great Migration. This year marks the 100th anniversary of this historic exodus, which began in 1960s and continued until 1970. Young John Coltrane was one of the African-American musicians to make the move northward. He settled in Philadelphia and continued his musical studies by becoming involved in the city's rich jazz environment. He became a member of the Miles Davis Quintet, and during performances, Miles used to strongly advise Coltrane against taking extended solos, some of which, counting by the minute, went into double figures. Drummer Jimmy Cobb said Coltrane used to wear him out with his long solos. Well, one night, Cobb lost control of one of the drumsticks, and it flew past the solo in Coltrane, who kept on playing. Later, Cobb explained to Coltrane he had lost control of the stick. Coltrane smiled and told Cobb he thought he had thrown it at him to stop his long solo. John William Coltrane went on to become one of the most popular, most imitated, and most inventive figures in the history of jazz. Coltrane was also part of the Great Migration.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.